Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Boz Scaggs. His newest release is But Beautiful, a collection of romantic tunes from the American Songbook. He infuses them with soulful ease, combining rock, jazz, and rhythm and blues to create his own insightful and original sound. Hi, Boz.
Hi, Marion.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Are you ready to sing some of these insightful, soulful tunes?
Well, by all means.
I would love to hear you sing one. We've got a wonderful bassist with us, Gary Mazzarapi. We don't have the rest of your quartet, but I'd love to play some of these songs with you. What can we do?
Let's do... this isn't on the CD, but it's one that we've been doing. How about It Could Happen to You?
I love that song.
Oh,
so
thanks.
So let's have at it.
Let's have at it. Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me.
What kind of music were you doing before this all happened? Did you have another kind of a group, or?
Well, I have. Over years, I've done a number of things. In the 70s, it was sort of the peak of my career, and I had a big touring band and hits on the radio, and was moving in pretty fast circles there, and I had wonderful musicians. I was working pretty much in Los Angeles at the time, it's just a songwriter's dream to be able to have that lot of beautiful players at the other end of the phone and arrangers, and it was a remarkable time. And I met some great players, and still keep in touch with that world to some extent. I still go out and play that stuff.
What was that band called?
That's just after me, just Boz Scaggs. I recorded under that name and wrote songs, and that was me.
Then you worked with a band, the Steve Miller Band. That was I guess.
Back in the very beginning of my career.
Yeah,
I actually went to
start?
High school with Steve Miller, and we had a little band in high school. And I went traveling. Went off in one way, and he went another, and we got back together again. He had started a band out in the San Francisco, the 60s, back in the sort of music revolution that took place in San Francisco. And one of the musicians in his band dropped out, and I joined up with. He asked me to come. I was living in Sweden at the time.
You were living in Sweden?
Yes. I'd been in Europe for about 2.5 years and traveling. I was a Dharma bum.
Interesting. Were you performing there in Sweden?
I was. Yeah, I made actually my first record there, and I was playing little clubs and working as a working in the kitchen part of the day and giving guitar lessons another part of the day and working in clubs at night and just all sorts of things to
my
keep
goodness,
traveling.
It sounds like you've had a pretty interesting. I was going to say a checkered career, but it certainly sounds pretty interesting. But
it's been an interesting time, yeah. And music has sort of been the only real thread that's run through it all.
Yes.
I've followed one thing to the next, and music has been the sort of the ticket to travel in some ways, and it's been
And to meeting people.
Beg your pardon?
To meeting people, and it's meeting just been great musicians.
Music is really that thing that's sort of tied it all together for me.
Well, it's been the same for me too.
It's
well. Let's tie up another song. How about how long has this been going on?
Oh, that sounds very appropriate right now. Let's do
yes, it does.
I could cry salted tears. Where have I been all these years? I'm like, wow, like, tell me now, how long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on?
Tell me about how you got started. Were you from a musical family, or did you listen to records, or what?
I wasn't from a musical family, no, but I just listened to, there was music on in the house. My parents collected recordings and loved music, and so I think that early exposure was part of it. Just having music on, and when you're a little kid, it opens up some of the whatever they are, ideas and little parts of the brain like music. And I just grew up in that era of America in the 50s when we sort of made the transition from the old style top 40 songs to rock and roll came on the radio, and blues were on the radio where I grew up in Texas. And
you grew up in Texas?
I grew up in a small town north of Dallas in Texas, and so there was everything on the coming off the radio waves, and those nights just tuning one station to another and hearing country music and rock and roll and blues and jazz, and we had a lot of choice at that time, and couldn't get enough of it.
Well, how did you learn the guitar? Did you just pick it up and sort of learn it by doing, or did you take lessons?
I learned by doing, just by listening. I listened to all sorts of guitar music and just picked up little bits here and there. And it was a time when there was a lot of folk music going on, so you could learn to strum a few chords, or certainly with the blues, you don't have the blues being one of the main, the guitar being one of the main blues instruments, you can learn to play some very simple, basic things, and sort of you're in the middle of it. And so one thing just led to another, and I learned by listening and learned by playing in various groups. And
you got quite famous, with that band. The band got very famous, didn't they?
Well, Steve Miller became famous some years later with starting a band in the San Francisco big pop explosion that took place in the 60s. And I joined his band for about a year. This is some years after high school. But yeah, we made our first recordings and did our first national and tour, and then we came to Europe and played some, and that was the beginning of what was to become my profession. It was just following what I liked to do for many years, and then it slowly became apparent that this is what I do, and this is what I'm probably going to do for the rest of my life. I'm a professional musician. It came to occur to me.
And there's nothing nicer, as far as I'm concerned.
There's nothing
being
nicer.
Being a professional musician,
I don't think that I ever had any real choice, as many of us don't. You do what you love to do and do whatever you have to do to support your habit of music. And
that's right. Well, how about supporting your habit a little more? I see we picked a tune that I really love. Easy Living, could we do that?
Sure, let's do that.
Living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you. I never regret the years I'm giving. They're easy to give. When you're in love, I'm happy to do whatever I do for you.
We haven't really done any sort of up-tempo things, have we?
Not really.
Can we do one, do you think?
Let's try it on this It's All Right With Me, the great Cole Porter song.
We ought to have Cole Porter in here.
We've had
George Gershwin. And this would be a nice change.
Well, all right.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not her face, but it's a charming face. And it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not her smile, but such a lovely smile. That is all right.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.